This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Most years, Texas sees only about 20 cases of mumps statewide, but the current outbreak in North Texas includes more than twice that many in Johnson County alone. Cases also have been reported in Dallas, Tarrant, Collin, and Denton counties. As part of Vital Signs, our weekly series on common health issues, I talked about mumps with Dr. Trish Pearl, an infectious disease specialist at Parkland Health and Hospital System and chief of infectious diseases at UT Southwestern Medical Center. What are mumps?
So mumps is an infection that mostly causes swelling in the parotid glands, which are glands that are within the mouth. But it can also cause infection or inflammation of the testicles, some of the brain, and even the covering of the brain, and other parts of the body.
Is that just in extreme cases?
The complications is extremely rare, but does occur, and it's sort of the side effects that we worry about, if you will. So about 20% of people don't even know they have mumps. They're totally asymptomatic. And then the rest of cases really present with a lot of swelling. They have that chipmunk look. And it can be one side or both sides. People actually develop the swelling about 16 to 18 days after they've been exposed. They are infectious usually a little bit before that, but it's usually right around the time that you have the swelling that you're most infectious.
Now, the U.S. began an immunization program against mumps, nearly 50 years ago, and has been fairly successful for the most part, but still we get outbreaks of mumps from time to time. Why is that?
The reason we have outbreaks is several fold. We have incomplete vaccination rates. So there have been a couple of outbreaks in vaccinated groups also, and it may be partly due to waning immunity. It may be changes in viruses. There are a lot of hypothetical reasons that it could happen. But in general, most of these mumps outbreaks have really been in populations where there have been pockets that haven't been well vaccinated. You need to have two vaccines to have the full effect of the vaccine. And, you know, this is a good vaccine, but it's not a perfect vaccine. It's about 88% effective. So there are sometimes people who don't respond as well to the vaccine.
How is mumps spread?
Mumps is spread by what we call droplets. So droplets are essentially, if you want to envision, it's how far you can spit. So it's about 3 to 6 feet. And it's carried on these large respiratory particles that are coughed or could be shared with drinks or eating food or kissing. So it's really spread on saliva. But the important point to say is that saliva can be coughed.
Well, I'm thinking because apparently there have been like 6 cases in Dallas County, and they think that resulted from a party. But then a number of them in Johnson County involved kids that were in Arkansas where there was an outbreak. And I'm thinking among kids who congregate in close quarters anyway, it could really spread that way easily.
This is definitely a disease that spreads very well in what we call high density. So when you have a lot of people together that are sharing a lot, whether it's in school settings, parties, family gatherings like we're going to have during the holidays, that is what really facilitates the transmission of this organism, which is in many ways as smart as we are. I mean, it's going to try and infect people.
How do we prevent spread of mumps?
So the most important thing is to get vaccination. I mean, this truly is one of those diseases we consider preventable. The other thing that you can do is, you know, be very cognizant if you have respiratory symptoms or a cough that you could have a virus. It may not be mumps. It could be something else. So that you should be coughing into your sleeve, be careful about what you're sharing, your, you know, beverages, et cetera. And then you've got to wash and clean your hands, which has been shown to prevent up to 30% of respiratory infections.
Dr. Pearl, thank you for being with me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.